From Valley Public Radio, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Today on our show, we talk about our emotional responses to COVID-19 and the stay-at-home orders we are living through with Fresno author Armin Bacon. And today is decision day for many colleges, so we check in with some high school seniors to find out what it's like to decide on your future in the middle of a pandemic. But first, it's hard enough for any kid to shelter in place. They can't go to school, do team sports, or physically hang out with their friends. But for foster kids already struggling to maintain relationships, social distancing can be even more challenging. Valley Public Radio's Laura Satsui has this report.
Renee is 15 years old, loves fantasy and romance novels, and wants to be a social worker when she grows up.
I want to be that social worker that actually cares.
The kind, she says, who will do whatever it takes to help foster kids. So far, she's worked with 8 different social workers. She says she only really liked one of them. We're calling Renee by her middle name because she's a minor in the foster system. And she says the pandemic makes being a foster kid even more difficult.
I wish people understood that it's not easy. It's hard being away from your family and your friends, mostly.
She's been with her current foster family for about 4 months, and she likes them. But she really misses her family. Since shelter in place, she hasn't seen her 3 younger brothers who live with her grandma.
My brother, he just asked me the other day, he's like, when are you coming over? And I was just like, I don't know.
And of course, she hasn't been to her school, Fresno High, in weeks.
Foster kids that are in group homes or foster homes, their only escape was school. I mean, I might not have liked school, but I know it was good for me.
Renee is one of Fresno Unified's nearly 800 students in foster care. Tamani Heights is a manager with the district's Department of Prevention and Intervention. She oversees staff that work with foster students every day.
A lot of times for our foster students, school is their safe haven, and so they have the ability to check in with their social worker whenever they needed to or whenever they feel like they were having a rough day.
Instead, her social workers have been calling students to check in, but they say it's harder to establish an emotional connection by phone. Social workers with Fresno County are also doing virtual visits, says Trisha Gonzalez, Deputy Director of Child Welfare Services. Over the past 6 weeks, they've done over 3,000 video chats.
Seeing that our staff are trying to check in more regularly, really have good in-depth conversations, make sure that if there's a need, that we're doing what we can to fill that need.
But social workers are first responders too, Gonzalez says. If they get a call about abuse, they have to don protective gear and investigate as safely as possible.
We're doing things like taking pictures of paperwork instead of like trading pens back and forth, trying to do as much of the interview as they can from 6 feet away, but they still have to go into the houses to do their investigation. If there's a removal of children, of course, there's the close physical contact.
However, with schools closed, the department has received far fewer calls than usual. Teachers are mandated reporters, so if they suspect a child is being neglected or abused, they have to call Child Protective Services. And that's not happening as much now.
March is usually our highest month of the year. And the first couple weeks of March, we were close to setting records with the numbers we were getting. And then it was if we were on summer vacation.
This concerns Jason Williams, too. He spent over 20 years working with foster youth and is now a consultant and co-founder of Brainwise Solutions.
One of the main factors that helps kids in foster care is ongoing, consistent relationships. So I think in this current crisis with this physical distancing, it's having an impact on all of us, but I think it's going to have more of an impact on kids who already struggle to develop and maintain relationships.
It's certainly having an impact on the foster student we heard from at the beginning of this story. Renee is trying to stay in touch with friends, though. She's president of her school's foster kids club, and they're scheduling video chats. But still, she's ready for this to be over.
The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to go to my best friend's house. We're going to go to the mall. I'm going to get some matching outfits.
And she says she'll finally get to see her younger siblings. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.